Relax for me. Sink right down. Let my voice fall down with you, drowning out all other sound, except this series of little discussions, these agreements you'll make for me, the things you'll nod along to, in ongoing denial, in ever-expanding chastity, wonderful benefits you can reap. Holding back, letting denial and its enhancement seep into every other little hypnotic session with me. It's difficult to resist the urge to fall utterly astray in chastity, to run your fingers astray, feel your panties pull, but we'll get to that. A chastity belt might even be too alluring. Maybe it's too close to the fetish you hold dear. To run your fingers over it, maybe try to cheat the system. Try to find flaws in the belt that do not exist in yourself. So we will use yourself against yourself. And give you good cause to melt in the safety of listening to yourself. You, trapped in a you that agrees you really should be in a different state than you are, between your legs or on your knees, even if you're engaging in chastity, maybe enforced to keep from touching a little too much, though me, I don't think there's any such thing. But that delightful tantric tingle does ring a bell. Or if you're working with another person and you're entrusting the key to a chastity device to them, well, there's a lot of different methods, like ordering you into panties, like taking the hypnotic reins of this particular suggestion. Different methods, and they all have something at their core. The idea you can be trusted to respect a signal, a restriction, a signal of restraint. So I'm going to present a way to be restrained, your subconscious mind. In a bind, a certain signal of restraint could be very beneficial, giving someone the power to put you in panty to time out, chaste and unable to do anything about it. Even when they come off, some aspect of them is still on, until the trance is long done and until the fun is long gone. When the fun is gone, of course you can reach down below, but for as long as it's titillating, as long as it matches the fetish you had to show to get in here, to end up listening to this, dear, well, feminine panties will do. Something in a nice cut, something comfortable on you, slip them up, slide them into place. I don't care what they look like, but what they do, a chaste device reminding you of a signal you've given yourself, a rule you made for yourself, a lot harder to break, even though all they are is like a string tied around your finger, to remind you that they're a no-go zone, preventing any flaws in the device itself, building this suggestion, lending it power. You have to give something of yourself, so wearing panties is not a neutral act. You pull them off if you have to get cleaned up. You pull them off to go to the washroom, but you panty up, chased up, if you're ordered into. And when you're not, well, maybe you don't wear them at all, so you'll have an extra craving for the silky covering that renders you untouchable to you, exploitable by someone you let touch you, who then brings another element. Then you show up when you're desired. A barrier for your hand, but for no one else's. Perfect little conspiracy to get more pleasure into you. You can thank me or you can squirm. A barrier only to your hand. Comfortable. Locked up. All you did was get dressed up. The trial of your hands between your legs finds that even if you plead and beg, you can't slip your fingers around the edge of your clothes. You're stuck where you are. Stuck in motion. And who knows, more to come, maybe. Your mind almost exclusively on pleasure, on how good it feels to be this way, rather than the travails of aching to be able to display what's locked away behind that barrier. Delaying your climax makes it better, twitching, aroused, chaste as ever. That delay is a pleasurable thing. You become used to leaving your pleasure aside, letting the panties hide it, oh yes, a symbol of a hidden, forbidden thing, orgasmic, orgiastic, twitching, aroused, and chaste, capacity for devotion, put in the first place, well placed. Subverting what was there before into pleasure. Ongoing positive sensation, designed to make it so you just feel a general, yeah, that's good. Sneaking. Anything hidden in your panties is okay. Twitching and aroused, but it never chases your mind away. Subvert the rules. You can grind your chaste pantied behind, your covered crotch, your horny hips grind and slip against anything. None of it will make you hard enough. None of it's got the stuff. The longer the delay, the more profound the release. Waiting is pleasure all day. Not the least now, here with me. That's what you'd say. You could say anything at all instead of just growing horny inside. This momentary natural delay. Your panties. You play your hand down below, comfortable. It is the most natural thing in the world. Wouldn't you want to wear a sign of your induction, your instruction, to carry out this part of you that's always yours in a bind? The suggestion's mine, but the panties are yours, as is what's inside them, of course. It's a way of being. Sitting there, your hands resting by your sides, at peace, docile, at least for a while, because you are aware. Wearing your panties when you're supposed to, not all the time, just when they need to be there, is something that's going to make you want to be chaste and bound, without care, a self-reinforcing mechanism. They are quite nice to wear, and if you own them already, you're going to want to wear them. And if you're wearing them as part of play, you're going to be accustomed to wearing them, and if it becomes the most natural thing in the world, why wouldn't you allow it to be there, an induction into the way that you feel when you just can't care about what's inside? Chaste, living a chaste existence. You're hiding what's there only from sight, not from awareness. Indeed, it's pleasurable. It's tight. They're nice. The ache between your legs is assuaged. Used to dictate your being, but now everywhere else is in range, and the panties are in the way. That knowledge creeps in your head and stays that you are more collected, more calm and more precise. With the clothing in place, it feels quite nice, chaste in the pleasure dome, evoking a desire, nay, a need to slip higher and higher. Pleasured relief, release, competing with a different need. A need to see how good it'll be after longer and longer in containment for me, for you, when you're ordered into pantied chastity for anyone, feeling them in place, a silky locking glove put in place to lovingly restrain what is inside, stimulating now and then so it can't really hide. Your panties will always keep you right at the edge where you can fight if you need to take them off. Of course you do what's right. But understand that if you last build the suggestion, layer it tight and fast over your mind, the unnecessary goes away and the panties are on. You can't cheat around them. No need to get around them. You wear them because you want them, and increasingly you know desire to reach down. Go with the flow, allow the glow to rise, What's pleasure? Waiting is pleasure. Chase delayed, mindless mind, pleasure now, breeding inside. With heat and seeds of hypnotic instruction, with your good growth, your habits, the construction of a new way of being, new way of thinking, sinking in, echoing eons of just pantied, quiet, docile time. I could slip off my clothes and touch until I come. Is the same option available for you right now, hun? Or are you being good? Do you know you should be clad, locked away, have what's there hidden for play another time, and then you'll have what you have, which is denied bits, constant hits of chastity is pleasure. The delay is everything. Waiting is good for you. Worshipful panties, perfect to wear, feel just right on you. And why would you want to escape? Why would you want to spare yourself the pleasures you pursued? Coming so deep inside, night, night, pet, can't hide from your own. You're doing this to yourself. Taking these tools of old chaste design off the shelf, leaving yourself denied and untouched, and it is yourself, done and doing, you yourself, requiring it, and little else, the urge to return to wearing something nice that restrains and hides the vice grip on your thoughts only, your body breezy and comfortable, but untouched. An impermeable boundary, the likes of which you never see, instead giving you a chance to put this chaste existence in the forefront of your mind. Admit you ache to be in this bind, a sign of your increasingly happy bound, pantied, chaste mind and life. And that's the thing you find, your brain in a device of its own. Irrelevant what physical device tries to get in, never could break what you did to yourself. What you do when you begin to slide the chaste device off the shelf and onto you, slipping in again, a pact evoked by panties, hugging your hips, bringing to your knees, reminding you there's no need to touch or anything else. You exist without the touching. I was talking about waiting until denial has you busting right to the edge, but if you're in them all the time, doesn't really matter. What part of you ends up bound in that bind, evoking language of relaxation, sleep, and ease? The more I assist you, the more I instruct you, the more we awaken the denied, please, please, panty clad and hidden, relaxing your body so what's within is in a hypnotic trance of its own that you carry out here inside your panty clad body. The reason it's better to slip into underwear and your brain to go under there is so it can relax your muscles, fall under a physical anchored entrenched experience, longer to truly listen, allow the thought process as they slow and your breath as it deepens, fills your body in. Because you have the time enough, you hit upon the additional, pleasurable alternatives to other thoughts. You hit upon new ways to relax, and relaxing with the assistance of someone who can keep talking, even in the depths of your mind, it's thoroughly at ease, absolutely at peace, and it can't generate full-on sentences past the point of pantied ease when you may crave release for days, but locked away, never exploiting opportunities because you know to hold the thoughts in flow. The more energy you charge this panty-chaste habit with, the more pleasure begins to slide down. The longer you listen close, the better it feels as it glows across the surface of your brain. Panty-chaste existence will remain. That hypnotic relationship between your wardrobe and your chaste body locked away. Climax and orgasm are about the presentation, about the waiting of the delay, and choosing the right moment to surrender to wanting and to waiting, feeling that achy thought at the back of your brain where it's constantly caught, pulsing bright and telling you, gosh, I'm so horny, turned on, and yet the panties in the way, telling on you, saying there's no way you'd walk back all the practice you've gotten of holding that fabric sacrosanct, of laying that aching need, do the only talking your brain requires to succeed in denying one more inundation of your consciousness, one more fall down the ladder, one more slated, slick tumble from grace in the knowledge that you will return. You will burn for what's inside. The only explanation for how you feel is that you're pantied and chastised, that you've revealed a new little side of yourself and what you could have. Listen and envision your panties clinging to your ass, your hips covering a device, or just covering slick, a reminder of your nature, of the truth that you're so horny, and it's the rules that keep you in, the framework that keeps you bound. Your chaste-pantied existence just resounds with the echoing agreement to follow the rules, so you know what you will do and what you will not. So you're ruled. Always here, always caught between your legs, which may whimper, may beg, but your brain's only doing that to get to the point where you are denied so completely from the start that you no longer do beg or plead, that release and relief are the last thing you need because you're hooked on pantied, chaste existence. And sometimes they slip seamlessly off. The pact of your panties is that you wear them when you're required to, and they remind you. And the pleasurable alternative to other thoughts is to think of how contained you are, to docilely remember how anchored and inured you are, lost in the good feelings from silken, tight embrace, from symbolic reminders that you are chaste. And once her mind pulsing bright and telling you, horny, hot, little way to avoid admitting you feel caught in the aroused void between your legs, the chaste nature that waiting is better, framing it in your mind, the image of waiting with your chaste aroused body, inches from coming because you've waited so long, still feeling sublime. You know you must not, rule by the space between your legs. You know you're caught, sealed off from anything else. Your panties beg, you become increasingly attached to. The more you listen to my words, the more you relax into thinking about them, the more you've heard. The realization may become easy to realize the pleasure that comes from wearing your panties, being in a bind that comes from pantied chastity, sinking down with me, realizing how good it might be if you just try it out. And as you do try it out, you're enjoying the heightened sensitivity, the rare occasion where it throbs for longer than you're here with me. And then when you're instructed to, it becomes the new normal, wild orgasmic twitching pleasure on the edge of the void. Remain here, and if you do, I'll be here right with you, spinning the right words to remind you your subconscious has its interests, your mind has its fetishes. You end up where you're going, and the clothes you're wearing are part of the fun. Your hands don't slip inside them, unless it's for hygiene or getting dressed, hun. You're off limits. You want to keep the little promise made here and made with yourself that when you slip them on, any touching then is gone. Stretch. Warm, pleasurable form. Feel the boundary and the bind inside all the time. Your pantied chastity symbolizes just what you need, the desire to succeed at a fetish of chaste, resistance to the persistent ache. Hypnosis grows more pleasurable with time. The longer you've been in this bind, the more that overwhelming pulse throb, that treasured sensation, might nonetheless overwhelm. Throb, it returns your attention to the exact point of tension where you were doing so well. Chastity, overwhelming, the overtaking, waiting, ache, all the things you'd stored, the personification of what waits when you sleep and seep your mind away into pleasure. Good job, no thinking, just the leisurely flow into chastity. Depth for me, ache and live in the feeling of being delayed on the edge, waiting at the edge. Waiting, watering, panting, relaxed, happy. All the things bound up in you from just wearing what you wear and doing what you don't do. When that coating is in place and you're chaste, ache, you want this. Nothing could be quite so strong as this. Flick of the wrist and a little trick and you would not break your promise. That's why you masturbate and climax in the first place. To last through these long, intense periods and the shorter stints. Your mind wants the pleasure, the indulgence of having waited, the denial that's never quite gone away. You would have to feed very deeply indeed for the pleasure that's sliding you deeper to be enough to get rid of all the delay. You always tell yourself the level of satiated you'll end up will be more than enough to make up for the time denied, but it never quite is. The whispering reinforcement, no touching, so you wait. The pleasure in the background lurks, tries to express itself, sensation inside, inaccessible urge, blank plea to masturbate. Waiting is pleasure, your panties override. Sentience and sensation when it comes to what's inside. What device could you wear underneath that would be as proof as the chaste existence that seeps into your dreams and into your every trance? Your body's supposed to be aching and right on the edge, but the panties make it possible to persist in conditions normally impossible to persist against, reminding you how you feel best, that getting into a deep, steep, slipping, slick trance gets better as the dance of relaxing non-thought of the rules of your world and the chaste way you're caught come to cover all consciousness, perhaps plunging fingers against your panties exterior or under the waist, but nope, limp, nothing, languid, blank, nothing that would give you satisfaction. You'd much rather have a hand grip your flank, massage your thighs, awaken your skin, pinch your nipples, a gaze meet yours, eye to eye, you stop where you are, chaste, and I say good job. Waiting is always better, slickly waiting in your panties is better than sex. Pump that thought into your head, waiting is better. Carry that thought home to bed. Waiting is better and you better need to wait. Ache to wait. To make the little gate, the denial trick you're subject to, stay firm in you. Do what it does the best. Click. Click a little lock that keeps your behavior stock still on the straight and narrow. On the overspill of silken warm bath. Coating you in deeper trance. Night, night, pet. Remember to forget, forget to remember. Your panties in place, connecting the denied. Every space where you hear my voice reinforces that your panties supply resolve for your chaste world. And it had better be. When you slide deep, you know that even better than me. If you're awake, you're awake. You're sleepy, you're sleepy. But if your panties are in place, you're denied. Whimpering, you've been taught a way of being. You're not gonna let go of it now. Not this loop through anyhow, not when you're so whimpery and desperate. So if this is a time when you're allowed to take them off, then have fun. But if they've been ordered on, ooh, get reinforced, hun. deeper and deeper down. They've got tendrils in, and the pleasure you get from following along, from doing what you know you should begin to do, is far greater than what you'd get from any indulgence in view. Stick to the rule. Let it rule you.